A True Report, a depiction of events in history, hosted by Peter Shorenstein. Welcome to the Best of Wednesday. Every Wednesday, you can listen to a second playing of episodes that I especially enjoyed. They go back a few years, but hey, it's history, so they're not outdated. Of course, every Sunday, you can still listen to a new episode, but right now, here's a favorite from the past. Today, another amazing tale of historical events, all true, and for the most part, unknown. One of the more interesting aspects of studying any historic incident involves investigating two often totally different versions of one event. Of course, there is what actually happened, but there is also another story which can be significantly at odds with what took place, something like night and day. Years after an incident, we can produce an accurate picture of the event. Then there is the version that people believed at the time. This version can be found in newspapers, magazines written about the time of the action. Think about September 11th, 2001. That day we knew nothing about Osama bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, or even what country was responsible. If you read the papers at the time, there's lots of speculation, and weeks, months, and now years later, we have a completely clear idea of what took place. Or maybe the Second Gulf War, when we were attacking Saddam Hussein to stop the spread of weapons of mass destruction, and now we know different. In the news lately are many stories about reestablishing diplomatic relations with Cuba, but let's go back, say, a year before the Cuban Missile Crisis, when nuclear war was on everyone's mind. It's the height of the Cold War, and in July 1961, a magazine I love to read, Popular Science, had an article entitled "The Shocking Facts and Fallacies of World War III." Now, this is not the actual facts and fallacies, but it's what we thought they were in 1961, and it's frightening, very frightening. Herman Kahn had written a new book entitled "On Thermonuclear War," and the magazine claims that proposals in his book have been adopted as official U.S. defense policy. Kahn, a mathematician and hired thinker at the RAND Corporation, that's a government think tank, has proposed that H-bombs may not scare away war, and therefore all-out atomic war is possible. And finally, a prepared nation could bounce back. In his book, tensions would start with a nuclear exchange in Europe. Well, one year later, the tensions were to rise, but much closer in Cuba. Kahn claims that the leaders would opt for a limited nuclear exchange. The result, he claimed, would be about two-thirds of the nation surviving. We would have the ability to start over. He did get one thing right, that if it was the policy of the American government that all-out nuclear war was unthinkable, then an enemy would be free to run wild, knowing you're not going to do anything about it, much like Hitler did when he grabbed the Rhineland, then Austria, and finally Czechoslovakia. In 1962, President Kennedy was to make very well known that a nuclear war was extremely possible. I remember a speech he made one afternoon during the missile crisis. He scared the heck out of the country by actually quoting the Bible, saying, "Ashes to ashes and dust to dust." Now, it sounds a little Dr. Strangelove. So what did we learn that was not in the Popular Science article? Well, a lot. It seems that Herman Kahn did not know about nuclear winter. This was to be investigated some 20 years later. It was found that even a relatively small exchange of about 50 nuclear bombs would produce a nuclear winter and block out sunlight for some 10 years or more. Yet, even a limited exchange would involve hundreds of weapons. Oops, no one survives. Now we know that we did avoid disaster, but it was even closer than we knew at the time. Recently, it was discovered that the Russians had placed short-range nuclear weapons in Cuba. They were to target the beaches that the American troops were preparing to storm. So, it was not going to be the simple march to Havana that the generals advising Kennedy predicted. As the saying goes, hindsight is 20/20. But unfortunately, also as the saying goes, we were playing for all the marbles. And now we are opening an embassy in Cuba. Next week, another amazing story from the past. To be sure to get this and all future podcasts, please subscribe to A True Report. All you need to do is go to the iTunes store and search for A True Report. When it's displayed, just hit subscribe. There's no cost involved, but you'll hear some interesting stories. I'm Peter Shorenstein, and if you like, we'll do this again next week. Until then, never stop asking questions.